The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, October 13th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. If you're searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to perhaps slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio may be your home base. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is the PhD of East Region Podcasting, Clint Powell.
How you doing, sir?
I'm well enough.
Okay.
That's my new statement. I'm well enough because everybody else who says good, I am, it's like sandpaper on my face when they say that because 80% are not telling the truth.
Right.
And I am when I say well enough.
Ask me how I'm doing.
How you doing, Clint?
Good.
You just got sandpaper all over my nose. Dang you.
That's I am doing. Like no, mine's to say I'm doing better than I deserve.
What do you think you deserve in life?
Not this much. I got a great life. It's a beautiful day. I got great kids. I'm pretty healthy for all the crap I've done to my body. I've had great memories. I have some great friends. I've had great friends. I've got a good girl. Come on, dude. That's a good life.
Well, just hang on.
Well, that's very menacing. Hang on, buddy. I got something for you. I'm like, oh, okay. I think I feel threatened now. But
no, we do. And especially with all the ups and downs of the world and everything else going on, I'm almost every day feel very blessed. And sometimes I get swept up. I'm a human being. I get swept up and swept down.
You know, if you don't mind, I will go a little philosophical right here at the beginning.
Go for it.
This might spark something in you. So I had this conversation with my friend Jeff Stiles, who on DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, former Chattanooga talk radio icon. We do a couple podcasts every week. But we were talking about how frustrated people seem to get around here when the weather people get it wrong. Like snow, and everybody's like, oh, we didn't get any snow. Are you going to tornadoes? We didn't get any tornadoes. Why are we? And I'm like, why does that make us mad? I would be grateful. And a good example was the Helene that came through. Mm-hmm. And it was originally going to track more over Chattanooga, which would have brought the dirty side of the hurricane to us. Just go 100 miles or 50 miles west. If it had come 50 miles east, we would have been hit by a lot of that. And there were people like, you know, oh, well, it missed us. I'm like, yeah, dummy. Be grateful. And I told my kids this. I said, listen, the reason you're grateful when it misses you and you're not mad and you help other people, because one day it will be your storm.
One day it will
life
be your
will
storm.
Bring you your storm eventually. If you don't have one now, hold on, one is coming. And I'm like, so when you see people going through that, the reason we try to help, no matter who they vote for, what they look like, is because one day we'll be standing in what used to be our yard of life, and it could be through death or something. We'll be standing there hoping someone goes, this is time to help that person in their storm.
Wow. Words of wisdom at the beginning instead of the end.
Yeah.
Way to go, bro.
I got to be honest. I feel like that's pretty heavy lifting for me. I'm pretty tired now.
Well, see you,
all
buddy.
That thinking. Now it's all on you, Ed. You got to carry the rest of it, buddy.
Well, it is. What an interesting concept, because I think I do see the fact that no matter what the weatherman says, if it's wrong, everyone's disappointed. Like it's a prediction, like you're at Vegas and you're rolling the dice and they're predicting you're going to win, but even if you win, you're mad about it. If you lose, you're mad about
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying, but I mean, like, who wants the tornado? Oh, can you believe we didn't get any tornadoes last night? I'm like, that's a good day, buddy.
Hey, today on the show, I got three things I'm going to cover that I found very interesting. One is, and this was I won't say it's a trick, because it's not a trick. Dr. Greger is an MD who I don't always agree with, but I do in some of his articles because he digs deep. He found a trick, he called it a trick, to help to burn body fat. That is the craziest thing I have ever heard. But when I read the research on it, it's selling nothing. It has to do with something you do in your bedroom. And don't be going that direction, Clint. I saw his eyes roll, thinking other thoughts.
I thought it might be how bedroom. Yeah, donuts really lead to weight loss or some new study, but go ahead.
Not.
No.
And so we'll talk about that in segment two or three. And
okay.
This revolutionary test for cancer in dogs. I am very excited about this test. You will not believe it. Again, it shows the slowness of embracing magical technology that isn't being embraced by traditional thinking professionals. And thirdly is, and I had no clue of this, Dr. Atiyah was interviewing an epidemiologist or an immunologist on does this country have so many freaking peanut allergies? I mean, the emergency procedures on Delta for peanuts is about like it is for seatbelts when I flew on it just a few months ago. And the answer to that is astounded me. Why does this country alone, generally, not totally, but generally the only country that has this level? And I'm going to be discussing that very quickly.
When we get to that topic, let me take a stab at why first. I don't know the study, but I want to just guess and see if I'm right.
Go.
Oh, we're going to do it now?
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Let's wait. Let's wait.
That's what I'm saying. I just, when you get to that, I want to give my very educated and non-researched answer.
Well, I think the word very before educated might be in question.
Okay.
But we can talk about that
my
later.
My friends at Waffle House would disagree, but whatever.
Yep.
That's all right.
All right. Hey, I went out to Betty's at Acropolis, and I did an Instagram with Cody, our magical creator of so much good stuff. It was very, very excellent, and it's going to be, if it's not quite yet, it's on Instagram, on Nutrition World, and this lady has such a great history. Her husband, who's passed away, Teddy, came from Ukraine, and the stories of what he had to go through to make it to this country, the sneaking into the ships and the this and the that, just astounding. He should have been dead 10 times, kind of that kind of history. And he started a restaurant with nothing, built it into what was the one in East Ridge? It was
Little Athens.
Little Athens.
Yes, my grandfather used to go in there all the time.
I don't know
if it was the same owners, but my grandfather knew them.
That's where they started. Betty and Teddy started. And
they knew my grandfather back in the day. Yeah.
I went there way before Katie was born. She's 33. So I know it was probably about four decades ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then they built that into Acropolis. And just a great interview. I hope you can look on Nutrition World's Instagram to do that. And please subscribe to YouTube videos. I was talking to Adam just a little bit ago before I came in, our nutritionist. They've been on the show a few times. We have a great YouTube following, but I want to get more and more followers. So we educate. We don't sell. Please hit the subscribe button. I love that.
Yeah, go check out the new app, too.
Oh,
that
yes.
app is fantastic. You can keep up with specials, with events, new podcasts coming out. It's just really good. The Nutrition World app, you can find it on your Apple Store or your Android Play Store or whatever.
And it has replaced nutritionw.com for me. I haven't gone to the website one time in the past 2 weeks because I'm just using the app.
Shop on it, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's good. Yeah.
Yes. Talked about LearningRx a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We were monitoring a five-year-old who's going there. What is LearningRx? It's a revolutionary, really out-of-the-box technique to help retrain brains. Mm. Brains of older people, too. One of the stories, of course, was that I repeated a few weeks ago, was a gentleman who had a stroke, lost his ability to read at 82, but loved reading. He went to LearningRx and now is able to read again. But what it goes down to is there's 9 different mechanisms of learning. We all have these 9. And LearningRx determines which of those are inhibiting your ability to focus, remember, and learn. Well, the five-year-old now is starting to make some very substantial progress.
Wow.
3 times a week, an hour and a half, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On the third week now, one thing he does, which is amazing, is he gets up in the morning. He doesn't go till 4:00. He gets up in the morning and gets dressed to go to LearningRx.
Wow.
Yes. When he gets up at 7 and 8, first thing he does, I'm getting dressed to go to my school.
That's fantastic.
And he just, so one is, if you don't enjoy it somewhat, if a kid doesn't enjoy it, it's going to be more of a struggle. He really looks forward to that. And we are partnering with LearningRx in order to help them help others. That's really kind of the philosophy, a core philosophy of Nutrition World is empowering others so that we can have a better, healthier world. It just is.
But you know, most of the time, the good teachers you remember, the good educators in life, took a subject that may be mundane or boring and make it entertaining. They make it engaging.
Yes.
And it's just sometimes the teachers, some teachers just have a knack for that. And maybe this is the system they have in place too. Yes. So good for them.
Well, I'm going to brag on you. You have a knack on the podcasting platform because you make your podcast are freaking interesting 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't make everything perfect, but you have a knack for that. What are your podcasts?
Well, I have a bunch. If you want to hear my podcast, because I have six different ones, and you can find the link to actually the Vital Health Radio download too, but also have a new link that I'm promoting, and it actually has other podcasts from my friends like Nathan at Nuga Civics. I've got the Holistic Navigator on there. I've got one, Lisa McCluskey's Divorce Podcast is on there, and Carissa Kay's podcast, and I'm getting ready to put Recovery, the Recovering Fundamentalist. You can find all of those at Nuga Podcast, well, that's with an S, .com, NugaPodcast.com. And I will give you the secret to success in podcasting. And you know it because you've done a lot of podcasting and radio. Good guest. If you get good guests, it's even if you're not a great host, it can make a podcast interesting.
Yes, but if you're a poor host, it makes it not interesting.
That's
it
true.
Just
that's
is true. Yeah. Now, we're going to break here in just a second. I want to ask one question.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say this with being really realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I knew everything about nutrition and foods.
Okay.
Not really. But I thought I know a whole lot that you probably couldn't stump me.
Mm-hmm.
I got stumped this week on YouTube from Dr. Saladino. And he said something that I actually didn't believe it. And I had to go to AI to look it up. He said, and he talks about how he eats. And I'm going to cover a little bit of this, perhaps. What he did was he went through his whole house. He says, this is how I set my house up for toxin-free living and how I feel that I will be much healthier because I'm not going to introduce this, and this. I learned a few things. But the one thing he says, he doesn't eat vegetables because of oxalates and do other reasons. But he eats plenty of other healthy foods. But he eats a ton of squash. And he said, people, do you know that squash is not a vegetable?
It's a fruit.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really?
It's a fruit.
I never knew that. Out of 45 years at Nutritional, I never knew squash was a fruit.
Isn't there's another one that is a tomato? There's another one that's a fruit,
is
too.
It?
I can't remember. But yeah,
well,
I knew that was a fruit.
It just blew me away.
Yeah.
Because I would have bet $1,000 that squash.
I want to know if it's a human being. That, you know, we always talk about evolution, and I don't ever see signs of evolution. I see a air quote changing, but real evolution. Mm-hmm. You know, one animal species becoming another one. But my question to you is: the way we live with all the toxins, or all the way we're living now, is much more sedentary. Have we changed? Have humans always maybe had this interaction with oxalates? Because you know, think about how it was 200 years ago, 100 years ago. People were growing up on farms. They were either killing their chickens and their cows and eating them, or deer, and they were growing their own vegetables and eating these vegetables. I'm wondering if they were a lot of the aging in the process was because of oxalates and they didn't know, and now we do, or has our body changed on how we're receiving those nutrients? I wonder.
I think
does that
one
make sense?
Is, it makes total sense. I think the majority of people in this world, as they went through nature back in the days when we actually had to harvest and hunt and things, they lived primarily on heavier fat foods. So they lived on, if they could have dairy, they did it, but they killed animals. Just think of the American Indian.
Yeah.
American Indian did not grow spinach. Spinach has gross amounts of oxalates. They would eat, you know, if they did grow things, they weren't spinach. I can tell you that.
No, I get it.
They
yeah.
weren't chocolate. They weren't almond butter.
Mm.
They weren't all the foods that caused my hips to go bad, which I do believe sincerely now, nobody would have eaten much. No. And then secondly, we're unhealthier today. So maybe our detox systems aren't quite up to par, which they're not.
Because they're not as robust.
Well, yeah, because there's too many things is having to work on.
Okay.
So got a lot coming up, and I'm excited to talk about that again to empower everybody, including myself, because when I learn to put all these notes down, I learn things for myself because I deep dive. And just like the squash thing and many other things, this fat loss thing intrigues me to no end. I'm going to do this and I'm going to check my body fat. Wait till you hear this trick. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, got lots of top-notch information. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. I want to ask you, I talked about the fact that there's a thing called forever chemicals. That's a combination of about 400 different environmental chemicals. From a lot of them have to do with manufacturing of plastics, microplastics, and all the way down the list. But floss or teeth flossing has a tremendous amount of these forever chemicals. And I brought you one from Nutrition World. Yep. And what did you think about it?
I've used it. I use it. You know, I floss probably three times a week, four times a week.
But it does feel different.
Yeah, it does. It looks different.
And
it
smells
feels
different.
A little different. It's. I mean, once you start flossing with it, it doesn't. But originally, it looks like a shoestring. So I was asking you, I'm like, how do you floss with this stuff? But it works. It stretches out and thins out, and it's just fine. It tastes okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a healthy alternative, I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm not flossing my teeth for the flavor or the
bingo.
I'm flossing it for a purpose, and so it's fine. It works great, and it's healthier.
And these little tweaks and little hacks when you add them all up over a period of years can make a difference.
Yeah, it's a little bit here, a little bit there.
Just like saving $50 a week in a savings account, and all of a sudden after 10 years, you've got a pretty substantial amount. I did give Clint some advice the other day because, again, oxalates are something that I think we should not be eating. If you have joint pains, you have neuropathy, you have cognitive disabilities and sluggishness, or you have undiagnosed things that just don't go away.
Right.
And I think you need to be on a low oxalate diet. I did a YouTube on that through NutritionW.com. It's phenomenal with Sally Norton. We're going to have her on the show. She wrote the only book called Toxic Superfoods. She'll be on Vital Health Radio. But I you were going to buy some green powder, and here I am saying, I don't think you really should do the greens powder. Now, the person who feels great, doesn't have joint pains, is very agile, runs like a deer. I mean,
because not at all things affect her by the same way. Yeah,
but you and I both have had chronic pain. I have almost none now for the first time in 20 years. But you have a lot, and he just gave me the middle finger.
No, I didn't. I was waving at you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're a very pleasant person.
But he's like, Clint's like me. I have to have something that I want. I'm like addicted to green things, and I want green things. Mm-hmm. I do eat broccoli all the time because there's no oxalates. I eat coleslaw and a few other things. But I want something in my protein drink. Matcha powder is a highly concentrated green tea, but green tea will not do what matcha does. This is a study from the National Institutes of Health.
Okay.
I mean, you don't get any more scrutiny and probably more biased against our stuff than someone like National Institutes of Health. This was the study they did showed that matcha does decrease stress and anxiety by lowering cortisol. It improves memory both short-term and long-term in humans based on these studies, does not have an effect on mood, so it won't make your mood better. Can't do everything. Studies on mice show that matcha enhanced learning ability, upregulated brain-derived neurotrophic factor. What is that? That's the ability of the neurons to communicate with each other. That's one of the reasons I continue with doing my IV ketamine, because that is the number one most potent method to maintain brain connections as we age. We'll see as my years go on. I am the guinea pig. And it also improves lipid profiles and glucose metabolism, reduces inflammation, and results in lower weight gain in animal studies when they're put on a high-fat diet. Lastly, in vitro studies showed very strong anti-tumor effects of matcha that have to do with how the breast cancer cells and prostate cancer cells regulate ATP. It is a miraculous little powder. I don't even think green powders in the other green drinks can do what matcha does. It is not very great tasting. Do you taste it in your protein?
No, I put it in my shake, and I've got so many other things and elements in that shake I take every morning along with that, because I take my collagen and I take some apple cider vinegar. I add another little dash to it. I take my protein, and I take some vitamins, some zinc and vitamin C stuff too. So no,
perfect. All right.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it though.
Good. Dr. Greger, nutritionfacts.org, going by memory, but I think that is correct. I had to read the article when he said this was a new, not really discovery, but kind of first to be written up discovery of how do we increase the rate at which we burn body fat. Well, before I tell you the exact answer, you have to understand just a couple sentences here, that when our blood volume rises, if we had more blood volume, our heart detects it and releases a hormone called ANP. And when that happens, there are receptors in the first chamber of the heart that blood will pour into the heart when ANP is released. What does this do? The reason I'm excited about this is if they do an experiment and they drip with an IV ANP, which is this thing that happens when your blood volume increases, it rapidly goes into the muscle cells and it ramps up their capacity to burn fat. If you infuse ANP into people, the rate at which the fat is metabolized shoots up to 15%. And if you take muscle biopsies from the people, it shows how much it truly does increase fat burning. So what do we do about that? Well, there's one method you can do. One is make sure you drink enough water, because by increasing the volume of water you drink, you will increase ANP levels, and it can increase your blood ability to burn body fat by 25%. But the biggest way to do this is to put two bricks in the bottom of your bed, and you crank up your lower part of the bed so that you have the blood that's going to kind of pool into your brain.
Oh.
And if you do that, the extra pooling into the heart and the brain will make you burn a tremendous amount, almost up to 40% more body fat if you can put two bricks under the lower bottom part of your bed.
Not three. If you put three, you won't work.
It goes backwards.
It goes backwards.
Yeah.
Is that the name of that ANP? Is it andro...
Atrial Natural Attic Peptide.
No, I was going to, and there was another one I was thinking
and
about.
And it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. So just basically elevating your feet.
Yep, that's okay. Right. Yep. And being hydrated with water. So it shows you that if you're dehydrated, you will inhibit fat burning. Mm-hmm. So people going in the gym and doing all this, they're really not getting their best results if they are going in dehydrated.
Right.
And it's kind of hard. I don't believe in drinking the gallon of water a day. What I believe in is we should drink no more than a half a gallon a day. But I really, truly believe that I think drinking water in less quantities more often than big quantities. When I drink a lot of water, well, guess what? In about 12 minutes, I'm going to be emptying a lot of that into the toilet.
Yep.
And I have old plumbing. I don't know about you, Clint, but have you ever been in a house where you turn the faucet on and it's like shoots water out, then it shoots air out?
Nope.
Oh, yes, you have too. Nope. You're just telling the biggest fib on earth.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That sounds odd, Ed.
Yeah, I know. You live on only mansions
all
the time.
What's that? This Old House? I feel like I'm listening to an episode of This Old House. Well, I'm a plumbing.
Listen, that's my plumbing sometimes. And when you drink a lot of water, it's just kind of a challenge to get it emptied out of the old plumbing systems. Yeah. How's your plumbing system?
My freaking PVC, baby. There's no corrosion. We're good.
It's like good copper pipes. Yeah,
that's enough. We've talked about my plumbing enough. I think we can move on.
Hey, Katie told me there's a formula shortage going on again.
Baby formula, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you threw out the baby.
Y'all have a lot of different stuff at the store. I mean,
that's right.
She's very focused on healthy mamas and healthy babies.
And we don't know that it wasn't formula race cars. I mean, it could have been that.
Did you have ketamine today?
I did.
Okay. Yes. Never mind. I will be more gentle the rest of the show. That explains it all. But so there's a shortage.
Big shortage. And it is a almost mafia-run industry with the formulations and legalities of baby formulas. In other countries, they laugh at us because we will not allow healthy formulas. First ingredients generally is high fructose corn syrup and a seed oil like safflower, sunflower. Two of the worst ingredients possible you could raise your children on. Well, we carry the individual ingredients for you to compile your own super healthy formula. But it takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of determination to do it. But we have plenty of that. We check the warehouse because we sell so much of that formula. And it is legal to sell if you do it in individual components.
Isn't that weird? Just don't mix it together, people.
Yeah, if we mixed it together in the store and sold it, then I would go to jail.
God, it's crazy.
Probably. Okay, I talk about dogs. How many... Time. Well, you got to call.
Yeah. When did that become against the law? I mean, I'm just, how far back did that go? Because I can't picture people 50 years ago, 100 years ago, having to buy formula. They made formula. They made their own stuff at the house.
They did a lot. And a lot of people use goat milk, which is still the best type of protein because it doesn't have the components of that are in cow's milk that cause the allergic reactions, the reflux. The amount of children on reflux medicine is staggering. It's because of they're treating symptoms with a pill instead of going back into the deeper issues and looking at the intake of foods.
Okay. Now, I interrupted you.
Dogs, cancer. If we've all had dogs, I mean, I don't know, I'm guessing 1/3 of my dogs easily passed away from cancer. The last one was a 7-year-old golden, broke my heart to pieces because it was the unexpected blow lands the hardest. And you take a dog in that has itching on its back and 15 minutes later, he has lymphoma and he dies, 12 weeks later. Well, part of that, I think, was my faulty knowledge about Old Roy pet food kibble. Looks good on the label. It's poison. Most of the kibbles are. But here's the deal. In lymphoma, it's a little different because you can diagnose it easily. Most cancers are not. If they're internal cancers, the story might be, well, for a couple $1,000, we can do all this blood work or maybe do some surgery and figure it out. Not everybody has $2,000 to spend on their pet.
No, most people don't.
So here's the deal.
Yeah.
Stacy has found an absolutely 90%+ reliable test that you do a swab inside the dog's mouth, and it is 92% accurate to show no cancer, moderate or aggressive. Well, if you have a dog and you come back with aggressive, for about $200 you have spent, you kind of know what the answer is going to be. You kind of know what your next step probably should be. Or you can make decisions based on that. You can take that to the vet and say, hey, listen, this test came back that it's cancer, so let's quit looking for everything else.
Yeah,
if
let's treat
you
this.
Wanna,
if we
got treat
to.
This, then let's focus on that. And I'm doing the interview with the inventor and the person who knows about this test in a couple weeks, and we're going to actually get them on Vital Health Radio. But I think it's just so interesting. We carry those at Nutrition World. If you ever have a sick dog, don't know the answer. Someone asked me yesterday about a cat. I have not had a chance to ask Stacy if those are available. But at this point, we don't have those. So I thought it was very interesting. And I do know that there are tests like this for humans. However, because of the regulations, I don't know if they will be readily available. And I would not do it at this stage of my life anyway. I wouldn't. Not at 67. No.
Really?
No, I wouldn't.
You don't want to know?
No. Well, because I don't
believe. So would you go to the doctor?
I don't believe the statistics that it is as curable as they say it is.
Oh.
Except skin cancers and things. No. Hmm. But that's me. And I also, if I was 47, had family, raising kids, I would probably, yes, I would do that.
Okay.
But not 67 with rusty plumbing.
Do it. I'm right in the middle of those two, so
yeah,
I'd probably do it.
You probably would, yeah.
Yeah, because I'll need something else to worry about. That's another reason not to
sleep. There you go. Bingo. Yeah.
Between a guy who's had ketamine and another guy who's had 1% sleep efficiency last night, we're doing really well.
Yes, because I believe in the R ring. Use the Whoop.
Yep.
And both of those are excellent. I think the R is a little better, but the Whoop's also excellent too to determine so you can make wise decisions on how to help yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to have information. Well, we got some information for sure about Glenn's sleep. It's pretty pathetic information.
It ain't good.
It ain't
pretty.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
no.
It's okay.
And he struggled for off and on for some time.
Yeah.
I got a product here I want him to try because this is going to divert into an entire different rabbit hole just for a minute. I have learned that, and I'm not a high maintenance guy, but I do like taking care of myself. So I got this new lotion that's made by a company called Birch Boys. He's over there smirking again.
It's made by the foreskin of babies or what do we got now?
It has chaga mushrooms. The first lotion that has chaga mushrooms, which is, I just like worship mushrooms for their medicinal qualities.
Right.
Never seen one. Well, so I started putting it on before I went to bed. Well, because again, I'm going back to my rusty plumbing, I get up 3 or 4 times a night. Well, yeah. I thought, you know what? I work out every day really hard for 2.5 hours. Why don't I up my game on my facial care? So every time I pee, I moisturize my face. Well, guess what? We can do this with sleep, too, because I know you're waking up a lot at night.
Okay.
So what I want you to do, Life Seasons makes this thing called Anxiety Gummies. It has GABA, ashwagandha, L-theanine, lemon balm, and chamomile, and it tastes darn good.
So you just take it for sleep?
I want you to take it every time you wake up. So you take 2 gummies when you just sit next to your bed, because I have to take something in the middle of the night if I'm waking up. Nothing you take when you go to bed lasts all night unless it's a daggum drug, and then it's unhealthy and it's going to give you a hangover. So these anxiety gummies taste good. Set them next to your bed. Take 2 before you go. Take 2 when you wake up the first time. Take 2 the next time. No hangover. It's just relaxing your overactive cognitive popcorn brain that you have, I have, most of us have. And you take them during the day. Yeah. It's anytime you want, and they are going to be good.
Okay.
He just pulled his knife out, which I can't find mine, and I also can't find my keys.
Why
to
can't
my house.
You find your knife?
Well, I can't. I guess.
So you're unarmed right now.
I'm completely
oh
I'm scared.
Oh my gosh, that would drive
death.
Me. That would drive
oh,
me
it
insane.
Does. Yeah, I only have the. What is it? It was the legal weapons, my biceps. Those are the only things I have.
Right. That would have been really good if you could have got it out smooth.
It kind of stumbled.
It came out a little.
That,
yeah, it did. It was okay. I knew where you were going. Yeah. I was going to help. But then
no,
I was
you
like,
weren't.
No, I'm not. I'm going to let him.
You're just going to let me sink.
I know one thing that's kicking my ass.
You can't even open
jar,
the
jar. Apparently.
It has a childproof top, and Clint cannot open it.
Hold on a second. Push Look, down.
That's right. Press and turn.
Turn.
No, he still can't. All right. Hey, we got to take a break because the show will be over.
The show's riveting right now as Clint's struggling to open.
We got to have a video someday to see all these.
I think it's coming soon to the studio.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. Got all those new tips coming on the next little segment. Here's that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, back with my crazy partner, Clint Powell. And what?
I'm just going to say one thing I'm grateful for.
Okay.
I am grateful that we do not record the conversations we have when we're not recording. Back to you, sir. Back to you. Back to the real radio, sir. We have helpful tips for people.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm glad. I'm looking, every time you do that, I'm looking over there going, we're not recording, are we? No.
That would be far worse than a blooper.
Oh, golly, gee. We'd have to move out of the country. Yeah.
All right, we're going to get a little serious now. We're going to talk about peanut allergies.
Okay, is this the one I wanted to guess what the results, what the cause was?
You don't have, you can guess, but you're not going to guess.
Okay.
Right. Well, but go ahead and guess.
Here's my theory. My theory is when you start removing something from the population, it stops building up a natural immunity.
Dadgummit, Clint.
That's my guess.
That's exactly right.
We stopped giving it to kids.
Here it is. Here's the story.
I don't think he slammed paper, ladies and gentlemen.
1 in 18 kids have peanut allergies. Guess what? They never used to have anyone with peanut allergies.
I did not grow up with a peanut allergy person, I know.
The American Academy of Pediatrics in 2000, because of a small number of peanut allergies, made this recommendation to all parents. Do not ever give your children peanuts until at least age 3.
Well, by that time, you've built immunities.
And Dr. Tia, interviewing this very, very well-schooled immunologist, says that those 3 years without peanuts is what caused the oversensitivity of the immune system to peanuts. And they interviewed a very famous physician from another country, from South Africa, that came over. And the South Africa doctor said, "What is this about peanuts in this country? We have no peanut allergy in Africa. We have not one single person who has a peanut allergy." And it all went back to the American Academy of Pediatrics. In the year 2000, they made this recommendation, which caused us to have exactly what we didn't want to have. Now, part of that is like the COVID thing, too, a little bit in regard to the vaccines and not allowing our immune system, all the things that come with that. But this is sad because it actually has killed children, tons of children.
And I'm wondering, and in this article it may have said it, but my pea brain wonders if by somehow we could reverse that. But now that you have people who are allergic to peanuts, I wonder if somehow we could just reverse it. Like, okay, if you got a kid, introducing them to peanuts when they're younger, if that would reverse it or build up their immune system, or are we terrified now of peanuts?
Well, I think it's this case of the kids that were raised in a bubble, if you remember those kids raised in a bubble.
Well,
they weren't exposed to anything. You can't fix them once they've already...
No, I'm saying the new generation, I guess, would the advice from this doctor be, if you have a newborn baby, introduce them to peanuts whenever they can be introduced to them in a healthy way. I don't know.
It makes sense, but we don't know.
I don't know, and I'm not giving advice. I just am asking a question.
It probably totally matters of how genetically passed on is this trait.
That's it.
A hypersensitivity to peanuts.
You know, I didn't even think about that. I wonder if it can change the genes.
Well, only time will tell, and I'm sure by this time we would know that.
Yeah.
There is a medical condition, and I never knew the name for it. I've had a few customers over the years that had this. It's called avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, ARFID. It's a complex eating disorder characterized by extreme food avoidance, not driven by body image. It has to do with fear. And there's a guy named Jay who's passed away because of this disorder. Jay was a good man, and I've known him. I knew him for about 40 years before he passed away, about 10 years ago. And what happens is the symptoms include a highly restrictive diet, significant weight loss, but anxiety around foods. This man had more anxiousness about foods than anybody I've ever seen. He took 100 supplements a day because that was like his protective angels.
Right.
But it would take him about 2 hours to eat each meal, and he only had about 4 foods he would eat because he thought everything was going to kill him. He thought everything had a toxin. Everything was negative to him, and he starved to death. He got down to about 85 pounds because mentally he could not consume foods.
But isn't that, we talk about this, and I've got friends in this category, I think. There's healthy bodybuilding, there's healthy dieting, there's healthy lifestyle food choices, activity choices. But we, I think, in society are becoming more extreme on everything. That, to me, is the opposite end of someone, that body dysmorphia. And you said it's nothing about body image, but it's still the ability to handle how we see in relationship with things. Not just how we look, but relationship with food and the toxins. It's the unhealthy side of, I want to be as healthy as possible. Well, isn't it weird? You want to be as healthy as possible, and you actually start consuming yourself. What a sad place.
What a bad detour off of that road to health.
Yeah, and that would have been some help. He needed some help with that.
And he knew that, but he got so far into it that he was paralyzed.
Yeah, that's a sad story.
And he's not the first, but he's one of the first that ever died on me. I want to bring up one thing about bodybuilders, and you know a little bit about this. There's a drug that they use called Tren.
Oh, yeah.
And Tren is extremely hard on the body. It does make people, men, very big, very strong, very bodybuilding-like. Mood-wise is awful. But there's several guys at the gym who, you know, they're not bragging, but they tell you, yeah, I'm on Tren, man. Yeah, I'm on Tren. And it does no good for me to say, I know a pretty good amount about stuff, and this is going to be one of the worst products you could ever consume for your health. It's going to destroy your health. But that doesn't help anyone at that age, especially when you feel Superman because that's you're right. on the drug. You actually are hypnotized by the drug. Well, here's the case. I finally came up with how I can tell people some evidence that might convince them otherwise. I had a fella, and I talked about it long ago on the radio show about maybe a year and a half ago. His name was Adam, would not mention his last name, and he's been shopped with us for 25 years. Adam was a guy who worked out in the gym every day. He was single, didn't have a partner, didn't have a girlfriend, and all he really liked to do was work out. Well, he starts coming to me, and he says, Ed, I feel awful. I just cannot have energy. I still work out, but I just have all these symptoms and this and that. And I said, well, Adam, why don't you get blood work downstairs? So he went and got blood work. This is how you tell if someone's on Tren. You know enough to know that HDL is considered the good cholesterol.
Right.
Yeah. Most guys have a between a 40 and a 60 HDL. Pretty good. I'm sure you have a 40 to 60. Most every guy seems to until they get really older and sometimes it drops. So I did his blood work. He came back. He had a 1 on HDL.
Wow.
1. I actually talked to Josh about it. He said he's on Tren. I said, really? So I texted him, emailed him back. I said, Adam, knowing he was on Tren, I said, you are going to die if you don't get off Tren. And 2 weeks later, he died. Well, I now have seen three other people who have HDLs less than 5.
Wow.
They're all bodybuilders. So if there's anyone who knows anything about HDL, if you have none, that's the only protective part of that lipid panel. That means all you have is bad. 100% of every piece of fat in your artery is producing plaque.
You don't have the shield wall anymore, and you're getting attacked. You have no way to defend yourself on that.
So yeah. I'm going to use that argument as far as if you think you're okay with Tren, let me do a cholesterol test.
Yeah, the blood test is back to what we always talk about. You can't fix or address what you don't know.
Yep. Yeah, if you don't, you can't treat it without testing.
Yeah.
So. Really interesting post.
Real quick, what was the lady's name and that owns Be Well that came in?
Marlene,
that's right. I'm sorry. I was going to give her a plug for that. They could do that kind of stuff.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Be Well Lab, Tuesdays and Thursdays downstairs and last Friday of the month. They can do a lipid panel. I think it's like $40 that tests the HDL, LDL, and total cholesterol. The thing is, these guys don't want to know, one, but if I'm going to push them a little, I'm going to say, if you think that it's not hurting you, come get a lipid test.
Yeah, there you
go. And I almost would be willing to tell bodybuilders I will pay for it in order to make a case, just to make a case. Interesting article came out by the dietitians. It says, dietitians agree, steer clear of the carnivore diet. And this person who wrote this says, steak anyone? This famous eating pattern will likely wreak more havoc on your body than it's worth.
Wow.
It shows you again how dietitians are always, not always, most of the time, so far behind the curve. And again,
well, what's the reason? They give any reasons in the article, or was it just the same old, same old?
Same old, same old.
Okay.
Saturated fat, all the things. Dr. Saladino,
real quick, who wrote that article? Because we should get them on a podcast. That's the kind, I don't mean what I'm about to say in their bad way, but I love when you have people on that you agree with. But I would love for you to get someone on that you disagree with, but can talk about it in a kind of like a you and Dr. Green way used to discuss stuff.
I would love that.
Because I would love to see who did that, because I want to hear their side of it. And I want to hear somebody like you or Adam on your staff to sit down and go, well, here's the other side of that. How do you counter that?
We need to work more toward those kind of debates.
I think that would be a really good, we can call it a debate. I just call it a conversation. We don't have to argue. We're not talking about voting. I just want to know why you think it's bad. You give me your science, I'll give you my science. And at the end of the day, it may be that we both have some truths in there and everybody has to make their decision which truth they want to live with.
There you go.
I don't know. It just seemed interesting.
Well, Dr. Saladino, I really like him. He actually talked about his credentials last week, and I was amazed at the medical institution he has attended and graduated from. But he's a carnivore. He's very leaning, very strong toward that. And he doesn't eat vegetables, but he does eat a lot of healthy foods. And he does blood work, and he backs everything up with research that he has found. But he also lives a very toxin-free life. And he went through his house, and he talked about, this is how I set up my health for success. Well, one thing he does is, again, we go back to the mouth. He uses the floss that we talked about earlier.
Yep.
But he also uses a toothbrush made of boar hair. Never seen one yet. I'm looking. Because if we release forever chemicals in a toothbrush, well, you're going right to your head. Again, if I can tweak it easily, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to turn backflips to make something happen anymore. But the thing is, like he said, we have four times more cardio vascular events when we have in our body microplastics. Microplastics are water bottles and plastic cutting boards are horrendous. Heating foods up in plastic containers, saran wraps, anything that has
plastic. Life.
No, not L-I-F-E. No, there's
oh,
no.
Oh, no. Okay, no. My bad. Sorry.
No, no.
All things in life.
All things that you have been taken.
Oh, sorry.
That you have been...
You've just been trained. We've been trained to use the convenience. A lot of them
well,
are the convenience.
No, we actually fall forward, not educated enough to look through the pretty ads and the advertisements and
it's
the
colors propaganda.
And propaganda yeah. on the packages, and it looks great, so it must be great. No, you know, it's not. We have to be more skeptical yeah. of the community at large that's selling us these things.
Yeah.
And if it's super cheap, it probably is not going to be the best for us because that's how processed foods got so popular. But microplastics, and guess what? Most of those microplastics in men go to the testicles first. That's why we have a lower level of sperm and testosterone because that is the direct target.
It's probably why I feel better now that, I mean, you know, I did not look forward to my divorce. I didn't want it, but I might feel a little better now because...
You have more microplastics.
Well, but testicles. I have my testicles back. They stayed in her purse forever, and now that I have them back... Now that I have them back, I'm having to fight the battle of microtoxins. Go for it.
Well, two other things. The other thing he does, which I do now, and I'm not going to let myself be obsessive. Please, don't. I'm not living in a cave. It's going to all be okay. I do small things that make big differences in the long run is turn my router off at night. When I go to bed, when I go to home at 7 o'clock, I click the router off. Why is that? Because a router is a cell tower. It's your own little cell tower in your house. I'm not going to do anything else except turn my router off. And when I get up in the morning, I turn my router on. Do I miss Alexa? Sometimes, once in a while, I've gotten used to it. I just tell my phone on Siri to wake me up at a certain time. My phone is 7 feet away across the room. So those are little tweaks again because the EMS from those phones have now been found to really cause gum cellular damage. We know that for a fact. If it's causing the cells of the gums to be showing some DNA changes, it can cause anything and everything tumor-wise. It's just not worth it. I want to die in an airplane or I want to die fighting a bear
yeah.
or I want to just live out a nice, normal, natural, long life and say goodbye
yeah.
and float away.
I got dark real quick, but okay.
No, that's not dark at all.
Yeah.
Floating away because we're vibrational beings and the vibrations don't end.
Yeah, I wanted to die fighting bears. That'd be good.
Yeah,
I'll probably end up down the toilet because, you know, some embarrassing, horrible way. He slipped and fell in the bathtub and, you know, we found him in a pool of blood in the bath floor.
Well, now that's dark. Now,
that is dark.
Go.
Yeah, I went straight
Thank
dark.
Thank you.
Yeah, I went straight dark.
Womp, womp. All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be finishing up with the last tidbits. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And again, I just want to reiterate an app that I love, Seed Oil Scout. Please download it. Also, Nutrition World's app. But Seed Oil Scout is going to tell you the restaurants that are actually healthy options as far as how they prepare foods with the right fat. Seed Oil Scout, Acropolis did get what's called dining happily on there instead of dining shamefully, which is where First Watch got, which I ate at today. But I chose the foods that were not going to be used with oils. When the waiter did come over, I asked him a question I already knew the answer to. I don't know why I did, but
you know what we should do?
I said, do you have butter? He said, no, we only have margarine.
But we should, next time we do this, pull up your app and let me give you some restaurants and just look them up. That would be fun.
Yeah. That would
be fun. I'd like to know.
I'm going to make a list. Because Seed Oil Scout in big towns is humongous. Chattanooga, there's probably 15 on Chattanooga's, but it's still very interesting to do that. What else is going on with you? I had to start the show on this segment quickly because Clint was trying to sing a little bit over there before I hit the button, so I knew if I hit the button, he would stop.
It was the Boxcar Willie song, you know, the King of the Road song. I was singing that. And 16 Tons by Ernie Ford, because I'm 104 in my spirit.
How about Big Bad John?
Don't even go there. No.
I love that song.
That was, you know what my nickname was growing up? My grandfather was an antique dealer after he retired from the railroad. It was Big John, because I love John Wayne. So Big John, Big Bad John.
Oh, that song gave me cold chills growing up.
I love that song. Come on now.
Because I wanted to be a Big Bad John.
Yeah. And then Jim Croce, you had, you know, you don't pull on Superman's cape, you don't spit in the wind, you don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Clint.
There you go.
My dad used to say that until he saw me wrestle. And then he was, the first year, he's like, yeah. And then the second year, he saw me wrestle, and he goes, okay, yeah, maybe. maybe you should try football. You might be a hell of a baseball player, buddy.
Pickleball.
Absolutely. Something. And I played baseball. And he's like, you know what? Give basketball a shot. We just went through the whole alphabet, and he goes, hopefully you're smart. And now he's just like, I love you the way you are, buddy.
Oh, yeah. He's become the Buddha now.
He's good at something. We just ain't figured it out yet.
All right. Well, that's a pretty darn good show.
Yep. This will be out on podcast format every Tuesday. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, your favorite podcast platforms, Vital Health Radio download, and that's where you'll find all of our past episodes.
Absolutely. And I always want to thank my staff of 37 people, a very low turnover. They are amazing. And we have a crew that is unlike any I've ever had in 45 years. I'm just very grateful from Scott, Katie, all the way down the list. And Clint. Clint has been very valuable to help rearrange some of our actions and activities as far as working and management and relationships. He's great business coach. Anybody who needs business coaching, Clint, you're the man, I'll tell you.
I appreciate it. The only skill I have is to sit in the middle of awkward conversations or to see what people shouldn't do because I've probably done the wrong thing.
There you go. That's important.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and like me flying airplanes, when I make mistakes and something happens, guess what? I probably won't make it again. And if I can help someone else, I can do that.
It's a good
analogy.
Like
I did last week when the brakes failed on the left side and my intuition kicked in along with some training, and luckily things ended well.
Yep.
Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.